So today, right? What are we talking about? Jealousy, right? Yeah,
Jealousy.
jealousy. And I think we're
What's our
calling
title
it,
again?
it's called Counting Others' Blessings.
Yep.
Ooh, that
How many
one's
times have you counted others' blessings? I feel like so many people can relate to this.
yeah, I feel like if anything that we've talked about, this is probably like the most common. I mean, yeah, I feel like we all go through guilt and shame and things like that in some really deep places, but like it's really easy. It's really easy, even on a daily basis, to go, I wish, you know, like, oh, why can't I have that? Or why can't my son have, my daughter have that? Why can't it be easy for them? So anyways, I feel
You
like it's so
actually had
easy.
this happen to you today when we were talking on the phone. You just received the news that your son, he has to have hearing aids, and you actually said to me, you said, I just, why does he have to go through this?
Yeah. Well, and it was like, it was two. It was, he already has the cleft palate. He already has complications with the speech. He already has that, you know, element, right, that he's already having to struggle with. But let's add unable to hear on top of it. And it was just like, why couldn't he just have hearing? Like, and hearing is one of those simple things that you feel like everyone should just be able to hear. Now, I'm grateful and blessed that he's not truly deaf, and that we've caught this early and we can work on this, and hopefully we don't see a decline with his hearing. But it was still something that's like, oh, can't he just like, why can't he just be able to hear? It's frustrating. And that comes from a place of not like, oh, this is inconvenient for me. It's hard for me as his mother to see him like struggle, or just, I don't want life to be hard for him.
Welcome. You're listening to the Love That Surpasses podcast, and I'm your host, Sarah Lowry.
And I'm your co-host, Megan Bushalon.
Take a seat and join in as we share our hearts and experiences surrounding parenthood, disabilities, and God's calling on our lives to live victoriously, fearlessly, and free.
You'll hear conversations about expectations, grief, jealousy, but also surrendering our lives and stepping into our God-given purpose with courage.
We're so glad you're here today, and we hope you feel abundantly loved, because, well, you are.
Hi, everybody. We're so glad you're here today. Welcome to the Love That Surpasses podcast.
Yay!
Yay! We're on episode 5.
I can't
believe
it.
Okay, I want to take a second to show my shirt, because in the last episode, we were talking about this shirt. This is on our website. It has the three arrows. And then on the back, it has our logo.
Whoop, whoop. That I designed so long ago that we've changed a little bit. We've added like some flowers around it and all of that for fun.
Yes.
I'm wearing one of our recent shirts.
Yeah, that was our event shirt.
Yep. I love this shirt. It's super soft. It's really comfortable. It's actually really long too. Did you know? I love it because you can like wear leggings with it, which is kind of how I decided to dress today. My baseball cap, my leggings, you know. And it's so prominent that people are like, oh, what's that? And I can like talk about it.
It is really
so
cute.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law actually designed that one. So way to go, Paige.
Yeah, you did good. This one's cute. I love the font. It's almost a little bit like retro vibes, but it's just so simple that like, so cute. I love it. Okay. We could talk all day about that. So today, right? What are we talking about? Jealousy, right? Yeah.
Jealousy.
And I think we're calling
it. What's our title
it,
again?
It's called Counting Others' Blessings.
Yep.
Ooh, that
How many
one's
times have you counted others' blessings? I feel like so many people can relate to this.
Yeah, I feel like if anything that we've talked about, this is probably like the most common. I mean, yeah, I feel like we all go through guilt and shame and things like that in some really deep places, but like it's really easy. It's really easy, even on a daily basis, to go, I wish, you know, like, oh, why can't I have that? Or why can't my son have, my daughter have that? Why can't it be easy for them? So anyways, I feel like it's
you
so
actually
easy.
Had this happen to you today when we were talking on the phone. You just received the news that your son, he has to have hearing aids, and you actually said to me, you said, I just, why does he have to go through this?
Yeah. Well, and it was like, it was two, it was, he already has the cleft palate. He already has complications with the speech. He already has that, you know, element, right, that he's already having to struggle with. But let's add unable to hear on top of it. And it was just like, why couldn't he just have hearing? Like, and hearing is one of those simple things that you feel like everyone should just be able to hear. Now, I'm grateful and blessed that he's not truly deaf, and that we've caught this early and we can work on this, and hopefully we don't see a decline with his hearing. But it was still something where it's like, oh, can't he just like, why can't he just be able to hear? It's frustrating. That comes from a place of not like, oh, this is inconvenient for me. It's hard for me as his mother to see him like struggle, or just, I don't want life to be hard for him. And so when I see other people where it just seems easy, of course, we don't know that. We don't know what they're going through, but it's really easy to look at someone else and go, well, it must be nice. You know,
and social media makes that 10 times harder too. And especially for parents who, you know, they already have a medically fragile child and they're already adding all of these things on top of it. You know, the Instagram highlight reel is difficult.
Yeah.
So difficult to see. I just remember sitting there when Emmett was small, or when I was pregnant, seeing all these other people pregnant and be like, why is she not going through this? Like, she's older than me and she's having a totally typical child. You know, I'm only 28. Like, how is she having a child at 35 who's totally typical, and she gets a normal pregnancy? Like, this is not supposed to be happening to me.
Yeah.
And just being jealous of that experience. And then I feel that all the time too, you know, or I felt that a lot more. It still happens to me. I'm not perfect. Jealousy is still a very much ongoing struggle. One of my biggest struggles is to see other people, other families, get pregnant and just have like the normal struggles of parenthood. Cause parenthood is not perfect. It's messy, it's in general, but, just seeing other families have to just worry about just the typical struggles. And here we are, I feel this most heavily, you know, cause Hayden has, trouble with speech and communication, and, you know, Emmett, he has some medical issues and challenges. And, a lot of the times I sit there and I look at families who just have, you know, not two kids, but four, and they're all fine.
Yeah.
No struggles, no therapies, you know, no, we can't go to the park because we have to go to this therapy, or we have to go to this doctor's appointment, or I have to take off work, but I don't really get to enjoy it because we have so many things. Or I can't even tell the last time I scheduled a doctor's appointment for myself, because my schedule is just packed with,
or even with education and finding the right school for your kid that's going to partner with you.
Such a struggle. And I'm so thankful for the school that my children are in now. I wish it went to high school, because there's just so much love that they have there. My kids are actually attending a Jewish school. We're not Jewish, we're Christian, but I have never been more blessed. I remember the first time I ever called the director, she said, you know, because it's really important for me as a mother, you know, just location speaking and also emotionally, to have my children in the same school, and showing my daughter that, you know, she's wherever she's going to be welcomed, our whole family is going to be welcomed, because, you know, that hasn't always been the case. You know, I've reached out to schools who, you know, they're open arms to Hayden, but they're like, we don't know about Emmett. But the very first conversation that I had with this director, she said, well, in my experience with working with children with Down syndrome, there's just something magical about them. So as long as we're able to accommodate his needs, we are
love to have him.
Happy to have him here. And I was like, boom, because it's easy for me to like prepare a school for, you know, maybe some of Emmett's struggles. But it's a little bit more difficult for me to prepare a school for some of Hayden's struggles, because they're not, her story is not black and white. And actually she had a much more difficult time transitioning to that school than he did. So they really had to, work with her, and, you know, wherever he's accepted, she's accepted, and vice versa. And so that is just really special to me. And, something that I will forever remember.
And I think I think Eli and Hayden probably, I know they're very different in what they are working with, but as far as like with Emmett, it's like, okay, I know what we're working with here and what his needs are. And obviously there's some things that, you know, you're still doing therapy and going to appointments and still making sure his needs are being met. But with Hayden and with Eli, it was like, we're sort of figuring this out as we go. It's like, okay, well, what do they need? And that's posed some challenges, like trying to find the right school, trying to find the right teachers and just making sure they understand. And it's just a learning process for the both of us. I know with the school that we're at, you know, I'm so grateful that we found this school and they've been a blessing. But it has been just trying to work through like, okay, so where are we at with Eli? What's going on? You know, I've had to have tough conversations and hard ones, but thankfully they've been so like, hey, we want to help you. What can we do? You know, how do we help you? And it hasn't even just been, hey, like, we'll be happy to make sure we incorporate what he's doing in therapy in the classroom, but it's also been, the school's been really, you know, like been reaching out to me to see how I'm doing. Like, you know, do you need some help finding a therapist here? Do you need help finding, hey, there's a scholarship you should apply for. Or how are you doing? Even today, when I had this conversation with the director and one of the other staff members at the school about Eli and his stuff, they were hugging on me and loving on me. And they were just speaking life over me and just like, it's okay. We got this. We're a team. And it really felt like a sisterhood where we were just kind of like, don't you worry, girlfriend, we're your village and we're going to help you. So that's been,
it's just
huge. And not a lot of people have that.
It's so important to find your people. And, but it doesn't make it any less challenging. You know, when the day's done and the kids are in bed and you're sitting there thinking about all the conversations and all the different things that you had to plan and you're scrolling through your Instagram feed and you're just thinking like, why do I have to go through this? Like, why my child? And you start getting jealous of other people that it just seems so seamless. And I think a lot more people can relate to this. Cause I've had some friends go through like infertility troubles too. And, you know, they see other people getting pregnant and so easily and having so many kids and they're like, why do I have to go through moms and comparing motherhood and their children to one. How do we realize what we're doing when we're doing it and how do we stop ourselves? And
yeah, well, I was going to say, for me, a lot of times when I'm having these moments, I usually tend to like reach out to you and like, I'll usually voice over you and I'll be like, God, this sucks. And I'm really dealing with this and this is frustrating. And what do I do? What do I say? How do I deal with this? You know, sometimes it's just good to just, you know, have a little tantrum, just cry and complain and whine about this stinks. And to somebody who understands, you know, like when I called Sarah and I was just like, it's bittersweet. I'm so happy that we have answers and that we're moving forward and we can make a great plan for him. And this is good. This really is a good thing. But at the same time, it's not fair. And I don't want to have these hard conversations. I don't want to have to worry if his teachers are meeting his needs, if the kids are being nice to him. And I mean, this stuff happens already with children, but it's just like, it was hard. And just to be able to have somebody who was like, I totally get it. And, it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to feel that way. It's normal to feel that way. But, the thing is though, is not staying in that place and not believing that like, this is it. And this is just, it's just always going to be hard. And, you know, and kind of feeding into that negativity is more of like, okay, yep, it is bittersweet, but this is what we're doing. It's going to be okay. You know? And so
I think a lot of people, they definitely, when they think of jealousy at the same time, they're thinking it's just not fair.
Yeah.
It's just not fair. And I will say when I am in that place, I often reach out to my person too, which is Megan. And she kind of helps me get out of it and talk through it, but another big tactic that I tend to use when I'm in that place, really feeling like that, is I just go to God and I say, I tell him, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Why me? And he doesn't get mad at those questions. No. He doesn't get angry at you for asking. You know, he's glad that you come to him. He wants you to come to him with that. And, oftentimes I just surrender that. I say, you know, Lord, like, it's not fair. I'm giving this back to you. I can't continue carrying this. It was not made for me to carry, because if you carry jealousy for a long time, it's poison and it just seeps out.
And it leads to anger. It leads to grudges. Yeah. It leads to you always see everything, half glass full. You mm-hmm. just can't see the joy in everyday life.
There's no peace in that. There is no peace in that.
Yeah. And my husband too, you know, he struggled with these feelings himself. Mm-hmm. It's not just us. And you know, and it leads to some really serious anger when it comes to all these circumstances. And so we've had conversations about that where he's just like, I'm just so frustrated. I'm so angry. Like, this is not fair. And I would say, well, then talk to God about it. Tell him how you feel. And you know, like, yeah. you know, meet him and tell him like, I don't like this, you know, like, you know, just have those types of conversations. And I promise you, you're going to feel better. And you're going to see some real change in your life, because, you know, you're just meeting God where you are and he's meeting you where you are. And, you know, it doesn't have to be this perfect, holy experience where you're just like, Lord, forgive me for my ways, my jealous ways. You know, it's just like, sometimes we have our little hissy fits with God and we're his children. Right. And we come to him and we're just like, I feel shorthanded. Why was this the card that I was dealt? Help me understand and help me have peace with this. Help me to, you know, be okay with these things and see where you're working, because God is working, whether you see it or not. He's in the meanwhile, he's constantly working. And, it's hard for us to see that.
That you made, I think a lot of times, cause I know that my husband as well, he struggles with anger, but it comes from a place of it's not fair. And he, you know, he gets that jealousy, but I think oftentimes it does come out as anger for the guys. And, that's really difficult. Men respond to this type of stuff in a totally, totally different way, but I love how, you know, oh, there's Haley.
There's Haley. I was going to say, you know, talk to Jesus, get a therapy dog or just get a sweet pup or cat that you can just hold and just cry. You were on a good point. So I hate that was interrupted, but hopefully you can get back up.
So it is really difficult to meet the guys in that place, cause they do respond so much different. But I
they don't talk about it. As much either
about it, but I love how you pointed your husband to, hey, like, I need you to go meet with God about this. I need you to hash it out with him, because, you know, we can always go to him and he will always listen. And it even says, like, in the Bible, you know, even though Jesus, he knew what had to happen, he knew he was about to die, he still wept. So God, he weeps with us, in those unfair moments. And, you know, he extends his hand, and Jesus wept as a human too, even though he knew that he was going to rise on the third day. He still cried.
Yeah.
And he still cried out to God, Father.
This is hard. And you see that throughout the Bible in many stories where, you know, they're like, I can't go on anymore. And God's like, take a nap, eat a snack, rest, be with me. You'll be okay. Never underestimate the power of a nap and, you know, some food. So yeah, and we also talked about a little bit, you mentioned earlier, you know, where this, jealousy leads to, right? You know,
grudges, out of you.
Anger, it wreaks havoc. And there's a really good verse about, you know, where you're, it's, let me see, I don't want to get it wrong. it's in Proverbs. It's a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Mm. And right. That is verse. Right. That's such a good verse. And it really talks about how, you know, you, and it's not just a spiritual thing, y'all, this is a real physical, you know, rotting too, that can happen to you when you're in such a place like that, because your body just, you put ugly in, ugly is going to come out. And so, you know, these are kind of things you're going to be dealing with.
And it builds walls. It mm-hmm. builds walls around people.
Yeah.
Too. I've had that experience, you know, in my personal life, where jealousy has just built walls in between relationships. And it's been really challenging. And it wasn't until those walls were kind of knocked down and we were on the same playing field that we really started to connect. And it just makes such a big difference.
Right. And the good news is that you don't have to stay in that place, and you're not too far gone. You're not, you know, you don't have to keep one foot in the grave, you know, and that there's a beautiful song with graves to gardens, right? You know, God can turn graves to gardens. So you're, you know, I don't want you to ever feel like, and I know I've felt that place too, where it's like, I feel like I'm so far removed from God, and I've been in such an, I mean, I'm angry with God. I'm so mad with him. And then you come to a place where you feel real guilt about that too, where you're just like, you know, he's not, I haven't done anything. I haven't, you know, why does he care about me? How is he going to help me through this? Like, what can he do that's really going to change the circumstance? 'Cause, you know, and so you really start to go into those lies and believe those things. And so, but the good news is that that isn't the way things have to be, and you don't have to feel that way. And, grace can be turned into gardens, and it's a beautiful transformation. And we're going to be talking about that more, I think, in the next episode.
So how do we surrender that jealousy? How do we give that back to God? And, I think it kind of starts with forgiving other people mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Asking forgiving. For forgiveness and, releasing that jealousy back to him and saying, okay, I'm carrying this and I want it to be gone. Like, please take this from me. I lay this at your feet, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And, I ask that this chain be broken. And he releases those chains. And then you can start to try to forgive other people that you might have, you know, been holding grudges against and been jealous of. And then that kind of starts your healing process from there. Mm-hmm. But again, this is something that we all struggle with. And, you know, it might not just be one time that you have to go through this motion.
It does get easier once you've really acknowledged that and worked through those things and rooted yourself in truth in a stronger foundation. I mean, we talked about this, you're not going to be as easily swayed and rocked off the boat. And, you know, you'll have those moments where you're like, but then you're like, no, that's not how we're going to go. Not today, Satan. Not today. So, you know, we said that earlier, it's so easy to portray that, you know, things just get easier as if, you know, we've overcome this and, you know, we don't have to deal with those emotions again. But I would say all the more that the devil tries to, bring you back to that place. But, you know, but with Jesus, you know, he just has a way with, just showing up in those moments and just show it, just, you could feel it, just that embrace, of grace. Somebody's trying to call me. Decline. I'm doing something more important right now. I'm doing something way more important right now. I'm talking about Jesus. So
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so, what was I talking about? Where was I at? I lost track of what I was saying. We don't have to stay in that place. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we don't. So we encourage you guys to move forward with us. And
because we're going to talk about forgiveness a little bit more in depth in the next episode, right? Because you mentioned it a little bit about forgiving other people, because that's a big part in that jealousy aspect. But man, there's a part of it too where you've got to even forgive yourself, which is maybe even harder to do, which is really that root of where you're, you know, counting other people's blessings because you can't see your own. And so, yeah, I can't wait to talk about that, because that's going to end up being like a two part, because there's just so much to talk about there.
The anger is a two part. Yeah.
Yeah. So
because the jealousy and it's not fair leads to anger, and
you're just blinded by it.
You're blinded by the anger. Yep. That's our next one, right? Blinded
so
by
anger. So many good things ahead. Yes. Episode 6. Insane. I can't believe we're going to be recording episode 6. But yeah, blinded by anger and what partnering with anger looks like. And, you know, we did touch on that a little bit, but we'll go into more details about that.
So I think soon. I think some great points that we want you to take away from this particular podcast is you're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone in these feelings. Being angry and coming to these feelings, coming to God with these feelings, it's okay. Mm-hmm. He wants you to come to him with these feelings, and he's not mad. He's there to listen. Bring your anger to him. Bring your, it's not fair. Why me? And let him, consume you with that grace, because he will, because he's going to show up. And then the last point that we want to make is just start that healing process. Come with us as we talk about the anger that evolves from jealousy and how we can start this healing process. And it's a continual healing process, you guys. Like I said, this is the third time, like we still struggle with this, but we are in a continual healing process.
Yeah. So, and this might be something
so important.
This might be something that we might need even to listen to ourselves, like go back and be like, what did I say that day? I might need to listen to this and remind myself of the truth, because we go through that. We go through, you know, hills and valleys, and but thankfully God remains with us through those, and he's patient with us. And you know, he never leaves us. He's always there holding our hand.
Yes, he is. Even when you can't feel him, he is there.
Okay, so I think
we're gonna end in a prayer.
Yeah, I think it's time. We gotta end on a prayer. I think it's your
my turn.
Yeah,
it's my turn.
I love when Sarah
thinking
prays
about the whole time. I know.
I love when Sarah prays. I always ask her to pray for me. So anytime it's her turn, I'm like, I can't wait to listen.
Oh my All right. gosh. Okay. If you're driving, please keep your eyes open. and please stay for this prayer.
Yes.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us today in this place where we're at, you know, exactly where we are, whether we're on our drive to work or in the grocery store or wherever you're listening to this podcast, or if you're watching it on YouTube, he's here with you. And Lord, we come before you and we thank you. Thank you for this grace. Thank you that we can come to you with anything, and we can come to you with this, it's not fair, and this attitude and of anger and, you know, just kind of hopelessness and this jealousy. And Lord, I just ask that we release this to you today. We lay this down at your feet, this jealousy, because we want to pick up your grace. And we thank you that you extend your hand to us. And I just encourage you to imagine Jesus before you, and you're just laying this down at his feet, and then you're picking up his hands and standing anew, and he's renewing you in this process. Thank you that this healing is ever going and ever evolving in our walk with you, Lord. And we ask that you allow us in your name to forgive ourselves for this, and to realize and to be able to extend forgiveness to others who we feel wronged by. And maybe even if you are feeling like you've been wronged by Jesus, we ask you to extend forgiveness, like in that aspect too. So we praise you. We praise your name. And we thank you for this huge grace and this mercy over our lives. We surrender our lives to you in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I love that. I'm gonna save just that little clip and just save it on my phone so I can listen to it whenever.
Oh my gosh, you're hilarious.
It wasn't right. That good. Okay, so let's tell the people where they can find more, because we do a lot more things than just podcasts. I don't know how we do all the other things that we do, being both mamas of two little kiddos and being full-time just working and just all over the place, but we do a lot of other really cool stuff. And
the Holy Spirit.
Right? So just the divine hand on, so we have, obviously we talked about the YouTube channel. So you're going to see stuff here, on that channel, the podcast, watch it there, amongst other things that'll be on there. And then
sign up for the newsletter.
So important, because we announce a lot of other really neat initiatives that we're doing, and events and stuff like that. What else?
You can find this newsletter at www.lovethatsurpasses.org. Mm-hmm. It's all the way at the bottom. Put your email in and you'll get updates. And then if you want to request a bag of hope, if you have a prenatal or postnatal diagnosis of Down syndrome, please go on our website and request that bag. We ship domestically in the United States and internationally. Mm-hmm.
You have also merchandise.
Merchandise is on there as well. Yep.
Donations.
All of our links to our books and stuff, and you can donate on there. We appreciate all those donations coming in. We just thank you so much for being so generous.
Yes. And I think it's really important too to mention your social media, because you also share a lot of really interesting, really fun videos too, yours and other people's, but also just like, hey, I found this. This is really interesting. You should be aware of this. So where can you follow me on
at Love That Surpasses. That's on Instagram. And then you can follow the ministry on at Love That Surpasses Ministries. Where can they find you, Megan?
Okay. So you can find me. I'm Megan Bushlon. So you can find me on Instagram there. Also you can search Chasing the Sun. That's, kind of my part name. I'm trying to change that. So it's just that, because Bushlon's kind of hard. I know that's really hard to remember and spell. It's okay. YouTube as well. I have a YouTube channel where I dive a little bit deeper into my life, because I don't know, I just felt like Instagram didn't really show everything. And it kind of portrayed this not really perfection, but just like, yeah, I've got everything together, sort of, not really. So the YouTube channel was meant to sort of dive a little bit deeper into that in our lives, and also share some of these behind the scenes of what we're doing with the Love That Surpasses, because it's a huge element to my life. So you're going to find so many little details and nuggets all throughout these places. So definitely be sure to follow us along on those channels as well. So, all right.
Well, we thank you guys for being here today, and stay tuned for episode six.
Yay. Episode six. Okay, y'all. Bye.
Bye.